Good morning, church.
Good morning, Mother.
My name is Jim Arsenault, and I'm a priest of the Richmond Diocese, and I have been now for about 26 years. And it's my privilege to be with you this day, and in many ways to thank you. 9 years ago, when I was a priest at St. Mary's in Blacksburg, we had the Virginia Tech tragedy. And of the 32 people that were killed, 10 of them were Roman Catholic. And when we gathered for that those tragic days and events, I can't help but think that Charlottesville, here at the University of Virginia, you said that you were with us and you were Hokies too. And how good it is for us to remember how we are united and called to be part of God's healing presence, the gift of the touch to make a difference, to believe that the ways in which we love one another as brothers and sisters, whether we be Cavaliers or Hokies or in Charlottesville or Richmond, black or white, slave or free, Greek or Jew, we gather and we believe in the message of Jesus and that healing touch. Today's readings really all talk about that. And when Jesus laid hands on the man who was deaf, he healed him. And in doing so, that man was given a newness, a gift of a blessing, and his life was forever then changed and altered. The parish that I help out in Richmond is called St. Elizabeth's. St. Elizabeth's is one of the oldest churches in Richmond, 90 years old, and it is one of the poorest and smallest and perhaps the most racially diverse parish, but one of the most parishes that celebrates its black ethnicity. We have a gospel choir, and most of our folks are from a parish at one time that was called St. Joseph's. And during integration in the 1970s and desegregation, Bishop Russell at that time decided he wanted all black parishes closed, or at least this one in Richmond, and folks were told to go to neighboring parishes. And in the 70s, when they went into St. Elizabeth's Church, some of our black folks were told that they didn't belong here and they weren't welcome and they couldn't sit in this pew or they couldn't sit or they really shouldn't be here in this church. Today the parish has really changed as well as the neighborhood, and we're in need of your help to continue to spread the gospel good news and that healing touch. For we believe in the presence of the Lord, in the ways in which the Lord does call us to be his heart and his hands and to touch one another. Healing touch takes place in, I believe, three different ways. And when a priest, we celebrate the sacrament of the anointing of the sick, we believe in a physical healing. We ask for a true physical healing, that this health issue may be transformed and that there may be a change in one's person. But we also believe in an emotional type healing. Perhaps it's a loss of a loved one, or a tragedy such as Tech so many years ago now, in the ways in which we're called to think about how our lives then can be peacemakers too, and who among us hasn't had a broken heart, or the ways in which perhaps a relationship has changed or ended, or perhaps a separation or divorce. So we ask the Lord to help heal us in our woundedness and in our brokenness, so that the Lord may help us to make us whole and help us recognize that we walk not alone. So that first physical type healing, and then the emotional type healing, and then the spiritual healing. So we gather around the table of the Lord, and we ask the Lord to help us. I believe our Pope Francis is giving us our marching orders today in the church, so that we may recognize the presence of Christ in the ways in which we're called not to judge, but rather have not just our doors be open, but perhaps to our minds, in the ways in which we welcome people and perhaps their struggles too, and to say, who am I to judge, and to know that the Lord is with us. And in our Catholic faith, it shouldn't be like this perhaps years ago. If any of you went to Catholic school, you maybe remember perhaps getting hit by a ruler. I had IHM sisters in Michigan, but I was never hit. Maybe it's because I had aunts who also were part of that order. And but anyways, it was a great experience, and in that it helped form in a sense of esprit de corps and identity of my own Catholic identity. Today, too, we need to have a mission and a sense of purpose in the ways in which we realize that the Lord is calling us as Catholic Christians to build up the community of believers. That means in our diversity we find strength. That means in the ways in which we're from many different cultures and countries and languages and customs, we sing out together with one voice, although it may sound very different, and that's good. We realize that the Lord continues to call us, and that church so long ago in the 70s that said, you're not welcome, indeed today the doors are open. And we realize and understand that we need one another. So I'm here to ask for your help. Our parish is, the building is 90 years old, and the ceiling, the roof is leaking. And our usual collection on the weekend is about $800, and that's really not enough to help maintain the life of the parish. So first of all, just pray for us. That's what we need more than anything. Good Lord. We need to realize that we're in this with prayer. We gather around word and sacrament. And one of the things we did this summer, we got a grant from the Catholic Diocese of Evangelization. Maybe you're working on evangelization too here at the Incarnation Church. And one of the things we did is we hired four college students who didn't have a job. And we asked them to canvass the neighborhood of Highland Park in Richmond. And they went out into the neighborhood, and we gave them a flyer to invite people to the church. We gave them another flyer to invite people to our jazz festival, which was the first Saturday in August. And we gave them a ticket to invite, two for each household, to invite them to be our guests at our jazz festival. And when people from the neighborhood started to come to the jazz festival, they said, I didn't realize we could come. I thought this was a closed event. I thought it was just for the people of your church. And we said, glory be to God, you're all welcome. And we hope you come again next year. And the doors are open, and two, we need to sit together and listen to some good music and break bread or have a cup or a pint of beer. So in then the breaking of the bread, the ways in which we perhaps let down our guard and realize truly we are brothers and sisters, I think that's what the Lord would want us to do. So thank you in advance. If you wish to make out a check, you can make it out to Incarnation Church or Parish or here, and then the memo you write down is St. Elizabeth's. But whatever you do is good. You know, you're here at church, and that's good. You're raising families, that's good. You're struggling to go to Kroger's on Tuesday when they have 10% off for senior citizens, that's good. Okay, we're all doing this together, and we realize and we recognize wherever we may be from, whatever the Lord invites us to do, that we try to do with a sense of purpose, to have our lives have a greater sense of meaning. So sometimes the church asks for too much money, and I apologize for that. And it's really kind of a pain, you know, where. And with that, it's a struggle, because I wish it weren't so. I really do. So I'm grateful to be here. It's nice that Father Gregory has welcomed you. Your deacons are wonderful. Your music is fabulous. And you certainly remind me of the community of Blacksburg. With I see a lot of young families. A lot of families continue to go through changes and triumphs. And I know that you are an academic community here, too, in Charlottesville, with a rich history. And with that understanding, too, you're not alone. All we need to do is cross the mountain and go down 81, and you have some friends there as well, and friends in Richmond. So keep up the good work, and may the good Lord bless you. Amen?
Amen.
How good is that? Thank you.